You're tuned in to Global Waters Radio, a podcast series produced by the Water Team at the U.S. Agency for International Development. The series offers listeners insights from USAID officials, development partners, thought leaders, and experts from across the water sector as they discuss current USAID water programming and cutting-edge research from around the world. This week on the podcast, Eddie Perez. Eddie is a professor of practice in sanitation at the Center for Global Safe Water, Sanitation, and Hygiene at Emory University School of Public Health. He discusses the importance of improved sanitation in rural areas and continuing challenges facing the sanitation sector. And at the helm of this week's podcast with Eddie is WASH Knowledge Management Specialist Dan Campbell. So Dan, take it away.
Today we're talking to Eddie Perez from Emory University about his career and insights on sanitation. And just to start off, could you give us a brief summary of your work and career in sanitation?
Thank you for having me on this podcast. I'm currently what's called a professor of practice at Emory University in their School of Public Health. I bring in good practical experience from over 30 years of working in both policies and programs with USAID, the World Bank, and NGOs on WASH in general, but in the last 15 years or so, specifically on sanitation. I've been with Emory for about a year, and before that, I was with the Water and Sanitation Program of the World Bank, where we had a partnership with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for a large learning project on scaling up rural sanitation. So we did a very evidence-based approach to learning and improving approaches to both create demand for sanitation as well as improving supply for sanitation products and services, particularly for the poor in rural areas. And before that, I worked for over 10 years at the old USAID-funded WASH project and the Environmental Health Project, where we provided technical assistance to aid in Washington and the missions, as well as their development partners like UNICEF, in both technical assistance as well as learning and improving their programs.
Great. Tell me, are there new areas of sanitation research or new sanitation projects that you think are important?
It's been very interesting and I think very positive that I've seen a new generation of USAID-funded projects that are focusing on sanitation, both country levels as well as global, and each of them have a strong learning component. I really want to recognize that and appreciate efforts by USAID to do that. As most of the listeners know, during the MDG era, when the MDGs were first announced, there really was no goal for sanitation. It was an afterthought. So it's particularly rewarding and exciting in the SDGs to see that there is a specific goal for sanitation and behavior change and eliminating open defecation. Having said that, it's a very ambitious goal, and the major difference between MDGs and SDGs is that it's focusing on sanitation for everyone, not just for some. And implicit in that is a progressive reduction of inequality in access. And when we look at who has access now, the poorest have the least access, particularly in rural areas. So the SDGs really focus on how to reach the poorest. And they also focus on safe sanitation, which has to do with improving in urban areas in particular what is called the sanitation value chain for on-site sanitation, to ensuring that sludge from on-site sanitation is properly managed and disposed of. I give that context because I think that much of the learning that needs to go on now is learning that will help countries really achieve the SDGs. And some of the key learning buckets, as I call them, is research on financing policies to make durable sanitation more affordable for the poorest, including publicly financed subsidies for household sanitation in rural areas, and potentially research about how to integrate rural sanitation programs with other conditional cash transfer programs, such as nutrition programs and family livelihood programs. And that's all in the context of reducing inequality and reaching the poorest. Related to that is research on reducing the urban inequality in sanitation access and safe management of sludge, especially in slums. Some of the last couple of years, there's been an emerging focus on using the private sector to help with that safe fecal sludge management, and I concur that that's an important part of that. But the private sector alone will not be able to reach those at the bottom of the pyramid and the poorest, and that has to be done in partnership with the public. And again, we're probably talking about some sort of financial subsidies or use of public funding. I think that in terms of major lessons learned in the last few years in the sanitation sector, I think the major learning compared to, say, 5 years ago is that simply training masons to build better latrines was not really producing enough supply of quality latrines and services to meet the growing demand for improved sanitation. So that I think our biggest learning is that if we want an effective private sector engagement in sanitation marketing, countries, local governments, and development partners need to move beyond mason training. And I think we've seen that learning over and over again in many, many countries by multiple countries and development partners.
Do you have any additional comments you'd like to make about your current work or your upcoming research?
Well, I still do want to just note a couple of the challenges that I see as we move forward. One is, in terms of rural sanitation, we've seen that CLTS has proven effective in changing behaviors, particularly around stopping open defecation. But what our evidence and data shows that even when it's successful, it's only successful about 50% of the time. So a major challenge as we move forward is to find an approach to changing behaviors and creating demand when CLTS type of approaches do not work. So again, in the context of reaching everyone, we have to find approaches that complement CLTS. CLTS is good, but it's not good 100% of the time. I think the other sort of major challenge we have is that to progressively reduce inequalities in sanitation access, that means reaching what I would call the high-hanging fruit. These are harder challenges. Often these are, in fact, communities that are harder to reach and very likely are going to cost more to reach them, to change their behaviors, to create demand, to improve supply. Yet we're still getting pressures by external donors to be cost effective. And so I think that one of the challenges we have as a community is to say, if we want to reduce equity and we want to reach the poorest, this is what it's going to cost. And if it costs more, we have to be able to show good value for money and how that's justified in terms of reducing equity. And then make that argument with government financing as well as donor financing.
For more information on Eddie Perez and Emory University's Center for Global Safe Wash, please head online to www.cgswash.org. And if you have any topics you'd like to see covered in an upcoming podcast, you can always reach us at waterteam@usaid.gov. This is Global Waters Radio.